A brutal crime in an environment of fear. Last week, police in Fort Wayne, Indiana, found three young men shot dead in a home. The young men were all black from immigrant families, and two of them were Muslim. Police say they are not investigating the execution-style murders as a hate crime, but have released few other details about the case. A hashtag on Twitter, Our Three Boys, has started, with Muslims from across the country calling for a full investigation. Gohar Salam is a surgeon and the president of the Universal Education Foundation, an Islamic school in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Dr. Salam says this crime has turned up the heat in his community, already fearful from some of the overt anti-Muslim rhetoric coming from the presidential campaign.
The initial reaction for this crime was that, as we are concerned and worried about, that there are now people beginning to take their hate out against the Muslims. But that is not actually what this crime is about. We know we don't have all the information at this time, but I have cautioned people to rush to any judgments. There is an inquiry going on into these three murders. And so far, we don't have any evidence to say that this was truly a hate crime. So in the beginning, when something like this happens and the news break, there was almost a hysteria which was beginning to develop among the Muslims. I have full faith in the justice system, and I'm hoping that the police and the authorities would be able to apprehend whoever committed this and hopefully bring them to justice.
Dr. Gohar Salam, can you tell me if anything has changed in the way you practice your religion since, say, 9/11, in just this environment of fear that you've talked about? Do you do anything differently, wear anything differently? Do you protect yourself in some way?
I do not so much, but I will tell you that I have worried about my safety to the point where I did take some self-defense courses myself. Unfortunately, I know that there are some people, particularly some women, young women, who have had to make some very major modifications based on what is happening. And I would give you just a simple example of wearing a hijab. You know, unfortunately, when a non-Muslim person sees a young woman wearing a hijab, sometimes it is looked at as a sign of oppression. And the sad part is that even in Christianity, you look at the kind faces of the sisters and the nuns, their heads are covered with scarves as well. So scarf is not something, when you take it on your head, is not a sign of an oppression, but it is just a sign where the person is asking for some respect. So these young girls, and some of them are going to colleges and universities, so they are not being forced to wear that, but they are doing that by their own choice. But unfortunately, I know quite a few of them who have had to make the choice of not wearing that. So this way, they are not so visible outside. So there have been, unfortunately, incidences of hate against the Muslims where these women have been followed and they are really concerned. So unfortunately, the way the Muslims are beginning to think of living life here is beginning to change. I would just like to hope that that change can be a positive one. One of the things that I have talked about for a long time among my friends and in the community is that as Muslims, we have truly not done our part living life civically and in the society that we live in. You know, as a Muslim, yes, we follow our faith, we offer the prayers, we go to work, we take care of our families, and mostly that is where we have kept our lives to. And life is way more than that. This is a place where you really want to be civically involved and you really want to go out. And one of the reasons why these backlashes are against Islam is because people do not know about Islam. I'm just hoping that there would be a positive change among Muslims, when you see warning signs like this, that this is the time where we need to open the doors for our mosques so people can walk in and hear the sermons. And all this propaganda which is happening, that mosques would spread, God forbid, a message of hate or violence, you can listen to yourselves. And then you can make a decision what Islam truly is about, rather than just a hearsay and following some of these leaders' statements blindly.
Right. Dr. Salam, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, John.
Gohar Salam is a surgeon and the president of the Universal Education Foundation, an Islamic school in Fort Wayne, Indiana.